Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Alan Suda. How are you, Alan?
I'm doing just fine, Robert. Thank you for asking.
And Alan is the chairman of Silver Cup Studios, but I want to start off and move back to 1980, because this is an iconic enterprise. It's 1980. You're an architect. Talk about, with you, your brother, your dad, what the vision was and how it emerged into this Silver Cup Studios.
Well, in 1980, I was still working as an architect in Boston. And my father went to contract to buy the building that I'm sitting in today. It's not the only one that we have, but it is the original recipe, so to speak. And my father knew that I always wanted to be an architect developer. And he was trying to figure out some way to drag me back to New York. So he went to contract to buy this building to relocate two of his construction metalworking companies. And he said to me, Alan, I'm going to buy this building. What else can we do with this? You know, because I can only use about 20, 25% of the building. It's a quarter of a million square feet. So we looked at a bunch of things. In the course of events, there was a family friend that walked through and said, oh, well, you know, you got big open spaces here. Maybe you could do film and television studios here for the advertising business. Okay. So I actually thought it was one of the dumbest ideas that I had ever heard, knowing nothing about it. I've, you know, in my real estate mode, I said, let's just fix the place up. It was a dump. Let's fix it up, rent it out as industrial space, and in 10 or 12 years, you know, sell it and make a profit, which wouldn't have been the worst idea either. This ended up being a little bit better. But we researched, you know, I worked with another fellow who joined us before, you know, left us before we opened, a guy named Frank Strike, and who was in the commercials business. And we looked into it, and we actually figured, you know what? Maybe we could do something here. And so we opened a studio with our own cash that we did in 1983 with a Cool Whip commercial. And that wasn't so bad. It was like a, you know, a test run. And then we built two more. The second one that we built was of some size and had a big curved wall in it called a cyclorama. And all of a sudden, we opened that in October of 84. It was booked every single day of the week except Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. And that's when we said, you know what? Maybe there's a business here. So then I went out and I raised a bunch of money, and we kind of got started.
Now let's talk about what Silver Cup Studios has become. I believe, didn't you, 30 Rock, The Sopranos, you've had all types of elements.
Yes.
Great shows. Talk about what you've done there that you're proudest of.
Well, Sopranos was a great show, but again, we don't participate in the content. So, but, you know, if you get to the notion of proud, so we did, Sex and the City for all of its seven or eight seasons. And we are doing the latest iteration of Sex and the City, which is called And So It Goes, I believe, for HBO. So HBO has been a client of ours for decades, and we have done many, many shows with them. And it's really nice to have those kinds of personal relationships. And that's one of the things we found in operating this business, that getting personal with everybody is most important.
What? Just walk through, give a snapshot in a minute or so of what it's like in a studio. Do you rent them the space and they do all the setup for Sex and the City? How does that all work out?
Great question. One of the things I learned early on, that if we were just in the real estate business, we would have gone out of business very quickly. And what we had to be able to do was to provide the users with all of their studio needs. Initially, their lumber, their paint, their hardware, which we've since moved away from, but all of their what they call lighting and grip equipment. And we stayed away from other little things like audio equipment and cameras, because cameras are a real specialty that is really run by two companies. And there's no reason to go into competition with those folks.
So let's talk about hiring. When you had to hire people and you build the organization, do you have any, like, great insights of how to find someone who's a great executive who's going to work for you really well? Any questions you ask them? Anything you look for in them? Because that's obviously a key part of the success as well.
Well, you know, one of the things, call it a cliche that I certainly live by, is you learn from your mistakes, not from your successes. And what our first hire was a guy who was, you know, carried himself as an expert in this film and television business. And he worked with us, and there were some really good aspects about him. And he was kind of the, because we didn't have knowledge of the industry or the things that were needed. And we found that there were two things that we learned. One was he was actually stealing from us, and he was saying terrible things behind our backs. And it was the combination of that. As soon as I found this out, it was the terrible things behind his back, this feeling, you know, we found that afterwards. You know, I fired him the next day. And so it said to me that you really have to really get to know these people a little bit better. But then in terms of, you know, running the place, you know, we did it, you know, on our own. Ultimately, as we grew, you know, we had to find somebody, and, you know, and there was, we'll get into some issues later on in terms of when the business disappeared from New York and how we managed that. But we brought in somebody that we knew for many years, one of the most honest people you'll ever meet, a guy named Gary Kessner, who's still on the company's advisory board now, though he's retired. And he was a great administrator and really did a wonderful job in terms of being able to fill that kind of CFO, COO kind of role.
So from all of this, is there anything you have in personal success as a practice, like maybe something you do every weekend or the first thing you do when you wake up, a certain practice that has helped you build your success? CEOs always want to learn from other CEOs.
No, I'm trying. It's an interesting question. I will have to give that some thought. I may have to come back to it later.
Okay, sounds good. And before we take a commercial break, I want to ask you, so you sold the company then,
yes,
in 2020. Talk about what that was like.
That was really interesting. If one goes back in time, I talked about how when we started in business, we were doing everything with our own funds. And so, and that was true, and we did raise some good old-fashioned debt capital. We were never, you know, even, you know, 30, 40 years later, we were never debt-heavy. Because by and large, when we went to institutional lenders, no one ever believed that this was a great business. They just said, well, what happens if, because none of the leases, went for longer than 2 weeks or a few months. So it wasn't looked at as a traditional real estate model, which is what banks really tried to lend against. In the course of events, I met some folks from, one of the major, you know, private equity firms, when we were looking at another project on some other land that we have nearby, looking at in the world of life sciences, another kind of real estate development that's not dissimilar from studios in a lot of ways. Big capital investment up front, and you got to lease it out to other people who don't have the best credit in the world. It didn't work out for a variety of reasons, but 2 years later, The fellow that I dealt with the most called me up and says, Alan, you ever think of doing anything in your studio business? And I laughed. I said, what do you mean do anything in our studio business? And everybody always looked at this as an alternative use as a warehouse. He says, no, we're interested in the studio space. And I said, really? And we talked for a while. And I said, listen, you're a banker. I'm not a banker. If we're going to carry this further, I need to bring somebody in. And I did. But he also gave me an indication. I said, you got to give me some indication of what kind of multiplier you're using or cap rate against EBITDA. And once they told me that, I said, okay, this could be an interesting conversation. But I will add one more thing, and that is the time.
When we add the one more thing, we're going to do that after the commercial break. But also when we come back after the commercial break, we're going to hear advice for any of you college students, something that Alan's told me in the past that will fascinate you. Back in a few.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, and we're with Alan Suna, the chairman of Silver Cup Studios. So you were telling the whole story about the sale. Please continue.
It turned out I was disconnected from, I'll call it the financial world, there was really tremendous interest in film and television studios turned out on a worldwide basis. We were just living in our little village, so to speak, doing what we did. We were booked solid, for the 6 or 8 years before the sale actually took place. And I did sit down with my children in terms of trying to figure out do they have an interest in terms of running this place and staying with the business. And both of my kids are in the real estate side of the life, and they said, "No, Dad, we're more interested in real estate than we are in running a film studio." And that was okay. My brother and his children were the same, and so we said, "Okay, we can embark upon this process." And for the first time in my life, I was the prettiest girl at the party. We had every major private equity firm that you can speak of coming and kicking the tires and making a pitch to have us do a deal with them. So that it turns out the world shifted. The same way that the world has shifted in COVID, the world shifted in terms of studio stuff. It's become an asset class, and it's become financed on a much larger scale with clients signing much longer leases. Very different model than what we had been doing. So that was a huge, huge difference for us.
And if you could just one sentence sum up the lesson you learned from the number one lesson from coming up with the vision to actually selling the organization, what is that one piece of advice that you would give? Just one sentence.
You have to know when it's time to make the change. There was enough evidence there that it was time to make the change.
Okay.
It wasn't about age.
So that's great piece of advice, and few people know and can discern. So now let's go into, you had told me this piece of advice, speaking about making a change, for anyone who's going into college, has kids going into college, just share that advice, because I think CEOs will love to hear this.
So when I was a teenager, junior, senior year of high school, I worked for a law firm in Manhattan as a runner. This is all before, we have all of these fancy tools with us today. And one of the lawyers there that I was very close with before I went to college, he says, "Alan, I have one piece of advice to give you. Find out who the great professors are. Doesn't make a difference what courses that they teach. Take their courses. The purpose of college is to learn how to think, and go and take their courses." And I followed that, and it was fabulous.
And you know what's great about that advice? Today's world, it's so much easier because you can find everything online of who the great professors are. So here is the final segment of the show. You've become very involved with art, and even while people may not know, because this is on the radio, is a fabulous piece of art right behind him. So talk about what you've done with the Queens Museum expansion. I think you upraised something like $68 million, and why art is so viscerally important to you.
It's important. We have so much focus nowadays on STEM education. And, walking in my neighborhood, you see that there are these math tutors and all this other stuff. And by the way, it's not that I'm bad at math or what have you. But there's so many other creative opportunities for people to gain employment, get great jobs, have great careers. And one of the wonderful things that my mother did with us when we were very young, she took us to art museums. And it opened up a whole nother world for us as children to see that there were other opportunities. And as part of that, you know, I had two different things that I was looking to do when I went to college. One was to go to law, you know, ultimately go to law school and then, you know, actually, believe it or not, become a congressman back then. And the alternative was I had an interest in architecture. Architecture required a different commitment, so I had to wait a little while before doing that. But, yeah, I became a licensed architect.
So what does the future hold for you now? Now you've gone through so much. You have your passions. What is important to you and excites you moving forward?
Well, you know, I'm still working with the new guys that acquired the company. And the most senior guy is a guy named Michael Hackman, who I love this guy like a brother. We get along so well. My only complaint is we don't see one another often enough because he lives in California. But I'm working with them in the kinds of things that I like to do best, which is finding more real estate and building more studios, but in creative situations, not necessarily just buying raw land. We found one thing which we're still working on is an existing facility in the New York area that was used for an alternative use. You know, not it was used for another purpose. And when I walked in and I said, wow, this thing could be converted into studio space at about 60% the cost of doing this, you know, up and out of the ground. And so we're working on that to see if it's something that we can acquire. And we've got at least three or four other projects like that that we're working on. And it's fun. I don't have to work every day. I come here each day because it's fun. And I like to do that.
So, you know, I want to just throw in one extra thing. When you say come to work, and this will really be the final question, you and I have spoken in the past about, you know, the hybrid working and the model. Just give your take as someone who's been through it all of what you think is best for America going forward.
I think getting rid of hybrid work for most people, not all, but most people would be what CEOs should be doing. People lose so much with the lack of interaction that they have on a casual basis in the hallways, whether it's getting a cup of coffee or even if you're working on a similar problem, just picking up and walking next door to your colleague and talking things out. You don't do that on Zoom or Teams or any of the kinds of other tools that we have. And we miss so much. And the saddest thing is that the youngest, you know, people don't realize how much they're missing. They really like the fact that they can, you know, manage their time better, have more time off. And I think in a certain way, as things get harder in the next year and maybe jobs are not quite as prevalent, then people will have to see that they really have to work. Maybe it'll bring people back to the office in a more meaningful way.
And there you have it. Alan, what a pleasure it is having you as a guest on the CEO Show.
Thank you for the invite.
And everyone, listen here. CEOs, there was a pithy piece of advice, which is if someone's going to go to a college class, know who the best instructor is. But now let's take that a step further. If you have kids or if you want to be on a board, know who the best leader is. Know who the best CEO is. Wherever you go, if you keep interacting with the best, the most inspiring, the most visionary and best communicators of people, that is what will help you reach your destiny. See you next week.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Adam Von Gutkin. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing well, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing great and glad to be with you. Adam is the co-founder and CEO of High Clear Castle Spirits. And what you're going to hear is not just about, first, a gin brand that was founded during the pandemic 6 months before and already has won 58 major awards and is becoming fast the most popular gin in the world, but more so you're going to hear from him about a fascinating marketing concept about what you do in terms of quality and how you create partnerships on a shoestring to have dramatic growth. So let's start off with the gin. You know, it's 2019, 6 months before the pandemic starts, and somehow you end up a few years later with the greatest success. Talk about it.
Well, I suppose it's like anything that, you know, they've got this kind of diagram meme that floats around online, and it's like, good luck, right? And somebody's standing at the top of the mountain, but then behind them, they've had to climb up this terrible mountain to get to that point. So I think any success is probably a visual that looks something like that. In our case, at High Clear Castle Spirits, this project had been in the works since 2015, actually. I have a history in the spirits industry and a passion for it, really. My family goes back into the 1800s with it. And I wanted to do a brand that was really perfect. That was kind of the word that sticks in my head. You know, ticking every box on what it means to successfully launch a brand and build a company that sticks to the philosophies that I have learned and developed in my life as to what makes a brand worth being, what gives a company a true reason to be. I think, you know, we live in a world where so many spirit brands I can speak to, but I think it's a larger problem. So many brands are just kind of launched. And, you know, in a spirits case, it's here's a label, here's a bottle, there you go, kind of go with it and throw some marketing dollars behind it, maybe perhaps grab a celebrity to endorse it, and then see how well it performs. And my kind of theory is that you can engineer success by blocking and tackling very specific steps from the beginning, not rushing, and making sure that you kind of devise what your philosophical standards are for the business, for the brand, for the management team, and for the sales and marketing channels far in advance of actually launching it. And so that's what we worked on developing, you know, over those years was to, you know, how do we develop a brand that has global prestige and certainly a level of global kind of fame associated with it, yet still have the brand be very craft, very kind of genuine, hyper quality oriented, and then ultimately live in that space of luxury and extra high quality without trying to be that, but very kind of naturally being there. And that's what High Clear Castle Gin, that's kind of what the whole premise of the brand from the beginning was for me.
And then anyone who's watched Downton Abbey, you have a connection that no one else in the world does. And talk about authenticity and that partnership and how that happened.
Well, yeah, I got to know High Clear Castle like 250 million other fans from around the world did through the TV series and now motion pictures, Downton Abbey, because the entire show was filmed at High Clear Castle. High Clear Castle was really in a way, the lead character for the TV series. And it is, High Clear is very much a functioning working home and a working farm estate. And it's managed and lived in by the 8th Earl and Countess of Carnarvon. Lord and Lady Carnarvon are very much stewards of the castle and the estate. And certainly Downton Abbey brought a lot of fame to the castle and a lot of attention to what High Clear Castle represents in terms of preservation, sustainable farming, and really just the encapsulation of beauty. The whole intention of why High Clear was built to begin with was to kind of take this quasi-Italian Renaissance architectural theme and bring it to the English countryside as a celebration and kind of perhaps a bit of showing off for that time in the 1800s of, you know, look at our fabulous taste. And so what I wanted to do was kind of dive in deep at High Clear, really, and get to the real DNA of the property, of what it represents. And so one night I was watching Downton Abbey with my wife, and after the show ended, there was a PBS documentary on High Clear Castle, the real Downton Abbey. And I said, how fascinating. I had assumed, like I'm sure others did, that it was filmed on some back lot in a studio somewhere. And when I learned it was real, I was absolutely enthralled. I'm a bit of a history buff, and I've been going to England for 20 years, and I'm of English heritage. And so I had been always looking at England as I want to do a project there eventually. But the right thing hadn't come to be. So I watched this PBS special, and I just I very much fell in love with Highclere, and I was fascinated by Lord and Lady Carnarvon. I felt that they had a beautiful work ethic. You know, they're really stewards of the property, keeping it going for another generation. And I also found them to be very, very beautiful and very, very humble and very just kind of sweet. And I was engaged enough to send a very random email off the next day to the general, you know, info at Highclere Castle website, not expecting for the very next afternoon for Lord Carnarvon to call me directly. And we had an hour-long conversation around some of my ideas in the spirits world and how we could kind of perhaps liquefy the spirit of Highclere Castle. And we got on so well that 2 weeks later I was on a flight with my wife to go stay at Highclere for the weekend. And that began a wonderful and important friendship, which I think all business partnerships should start with. And then that evolved into an incredible business partnership that we have today in Highclere Castle Gin and in our cigar brand.
And actually, that's where all the botanicals and the juniper is grown, right? And I know that the castle, didn't they have the lavender was planted like in the 9th century from a bishop? So this has this huge authenticity, and that's what the product actually has become.
Exactly. Yeah. There's two crucial parts to that. You've got the castle itself, and then you've got the grounds around the castle, the estate. The castle itself represents centuries of entertaining and hosting, you know, all of the world's most fabulous and fascinating people, royalty and celebrities, but also creatives and artists and statesmen. In fact, the nation of Canada, the deal was essentially brokered to create Canada in the Highclere Library. Winston Churchill was a frequent visitor. I mean, it was the site of a lot of historical moments. And like any English country home properly managed, you know, those are often done around parties and dinners and fun. And so on the inside, you've got this kind of standard, this hospitality standard that even today, in my mind, almost kind of exceeds what any hotel can do because it is a private home. But yet you have these incredibly well-trained butlers and staff who are there to kind of protect the standard of the house and the standard of the Carnarvon family. And so it's very real in that way. It's extreme in one sense, but also very kind of humble and very real. And I wanted to liquefy that and the fact that for the past century, at least 100 years, they've been starting all these parties at Highclere with gin cocktails. So that's easy. Right there you've got, in my mind, a story where they've been consuming gin with interesting people in the beautiful grandeur that is the Highclere Castle Grand Saloon and the dining room. So there's a reason for the brand to be right there. When you go outside of the castle, directly behind it is the Victorian era orangery. So we walked right out to the orangery on the first time I ever went and decided immediately that Highclere Castle Gin was to be a citrus forward gin, because we've got these beautiful little oranges and lime flowers and lemon that we use. So the ingredients are right there. They've been, you know, being grown for show, decorative, for beauty and floral arrangements and things like that. And now we can use them in something, you know, that's really a production kind of theme. And to your point you made, right behind the orangery is the walled monk's garden. And these lavender beds were literally laid out by the Bishop of Winchester in the 9th century. So they're over 1,000 years old. So we use those as well in the gin for this kind of floral top note. And then, you know, there's about 1,000 acres at Highclere that are under oat production for some of the finest thoroughbred racehorses in the world for horse feed. So Lord Carnarvon had this genius idea of using the oats in the gin, which, you know, having been a distiller for a long time, I didn't think that would do anything, but it was genius. And it creates this velvety, creamy kind of finish to the gin. And I think that that's why we're winning all these awards, that the oats play a big role in how we're getting all these global awards. So it's this combination of the grandeur of the castle and life at the castle, and then the actual farming and the fact that it's got these English gardens and they're centuries old, and liquefying the terroir of the estate into this product. And where they come together is in the liquefaction of Highclere into the spirit, into Highclere Castle Gin.
And on that exciting note, we're about to take a commercial break. You could look up Highclere gin. And by the way, I was not a gin drinker. My father was every day in his life until the day he died. But this is the smoothest. It's the one. Now this summer, I've been having gin and tonics almost every night. But I shouldn't say that on the radio. So, but with my wife, Barbara, we frequently do, and that's all we're drinking. When we come back, though, we're going to learn from Adam about entrepreneurship and ideas, because this is, he's had several companies, all highly successful. We'll learn about the secret of marketing. Back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Adam Van Gootkin, who is the co-founder and CEO of Highclere Castle Spirits, and already has this award-winning gin, and I think that's really just the start. But the first lesson to everyone who listened to the first half is it all can start with one cold call. You can watch a TV show, make a cold call, email, and that could be the start of the great new venture. But through your whole life, Adam, you've always had a unique way of creating excitement, even in the creating the first moonshine in 100 years. Talk about what your secrets and message to entrepreneurs are about authenticity and about creating huge marketing buzz. And usually, as you say, what do you say about advertising?
It's a tax you pay for not being creative.
Well done. Explain what CEOs and entrepreneurs need to know about marketing.
Well, you know, I think I often like to say that in today's day, I feel that entrepreneurs and CEOs are kind of equivalent to the software coder. But it's for actual reality. And that's a fun way to look at it, because everything around us, the cameras that are on me right now, the banner that's displayed right here, the chair that I'm sitting in, all of this was designed in reality by an entrepreneur and then brought to life by that entrepreneur or a CEO and their fantastic team. So in ways, it's fun to think of us as the software coders for reality. I think it starts with a vision, a very clear vision of what are you creating for people? What is the beauty? What is the art? What is the product? What is the solution? And how do they kind of come together? And then it just comes down to obviously working out all the million, you know, the 1 million kinks and challenges and details around what it means to bring a brand to life. Once the brand is activated, you know, then we get into the marketing piece, which you're referencing to the distillery that we, you know, that I started before Highclere, and now the brand that we're doing now. And I think that, you know, again, we live in a world where I can speak for spirits in particular, but I think it is an all-encompassing challenge that we have. You know, you've got these 95% of these brands that are available in the liquor store shelf, for example. You know, a vast majority of them are mass-produced. In the same few factories, and they are the brands themselves, the stories even, are often developed in corporate marketing boardrooms, and they're made up in many cases. They're just make-believe stories. Part of it is romantic, because you are farming, and then you are in manufacturing, and then you are marketing. And you're marketing in very fun ways that involve creating memories with people. We don't have a lot of categories, a lot of industries left where that's the case, where we are overseeing the process from the farm all the way out to the swankiest party in London that you could possibly do, and every step in the middle. So, you know, what's happened in our industry, what happens in the world, I think, is that a lot of these pieces have been segmented out, and then they're kind of brought to scale, and then they slowly kind of lose the passion or the pride that needs to be inherent to its very manufacturing and therefore to the brand's reason to be. It's fast food. And we're dealing with fast food all over the place, from our clothes to what we consume for food and even to how we drink. And so my whole kind of philosophy in doing business is if you're gonna go through the intensity and the stress of what it takes to start a company, which is very, very, very difficult, as you know, Robert, It's probably one of the most difficult challenges that you can take on in life. If you're going to do it, it has to have every reason to warrant our time away from family. It has to warrant every reason to attract an incredible team who could be doing something else or working somewhere else, probably for more money, especially in the case of a new brand like ourselves. So what is the real purpose for the brand's existence? Does the team understand the philosophy around that? And if all that's working right, eventually the customers will understand the philosophy around that. And then you'll have market share. And once you have market share, there's no stopping you. And I think that that's the key, is the order in which you kind of do that. Not just for the sake of building a very financially successful company. Of course, we need and want that. But what's the greater reason for the company to exist? What is it really doing for people?
That's the key to growth?
I think it's fundamental for long-term viability for a business. Absolutely. I think it's fundamental for a large valuation. If a company's plan is for acquisition, I think it's fundamental for a successful acquisition. And I think it's fundamental for market share, i.e. profitability.
Let's talk now, you only have a few minutes left, but about your vision for the world of this great empire that you're building. And it's all I could start on a cold call, but it's creating these partnerships and connections and authenticity. Talk about your big vision. And by the way, everyone, there may be opportunities for everyone, because I understand you want to open this up to the whole world through crowdsourcing and funding. So that's a secondary thing there.
Sure. Yeah. Well, in terms of the greater vision, I mean, I think with Highclere Castle, we're very fortunate to have been able to design our own e-commerce platform in 30 countries during the pandemic, when much of the world had to kind of get very quick on their feet with e-commerce if that wasn't in place already. We're very lucky to have, you know, 4,500 customers and growing daily in terms of retail accounts, hotels, and cruise ships and things around the world. So we really are establishing a fantastic distribution network of some of the most prestigious and premium hotels and restaurants and bars and liquor store chains that exist on the planet. And now as we look to grow this, obviously our focus is on continuing to deliver for our investors, continuing to maintain exceptional high quality product for our customers, and not sacrificing anything at any case or at any moment. And I think that, you know, what my vision was from the beginning was that Highclere would be the first of many in a portfolio that would adhere to these same principles of ultimate perfection, really. A brand has to have a reason to be. It has to come from a place and have a terroir. It has to have a quality that is literally unsurpassed, and that's demonstrated through all the awards we're winning, but also what consumers are saying, ultimately not forgetting to ever listen to them and what they want. And I think that this, it seems rather simple, and I feel like it would be simple for other businesses to be doing this more, but they're just not.
And there you have it. Anyone who wants to go to your website, what is it?
It's HighclereCastleGin.com. People can certainly buy a bottle or read a bit about the brand. There's also a link on there, as you mentioned before, to the crowdfund. We are doing a kind of, instead of a traditional Series B raise, we're doing something a little bit unique and allowing investors from around the world to actually invest in equity in the company through our WeFunder platform, which was a little different for us, but we're finding that it's allowing our customers from around the world to actually become even greater brand ambassadors in the brand. So it's working out incredibly well, and it's been quite fun.
That's what you call a double win. Adam, congratulations and much continued success. Great having you on the CEO show.
Robert, so great to be here, and it was a real honor for me.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.